WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly cloudy and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a 30% chance of showers this afternoon, a high of 47. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest area and state news on KJAN. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reported on Friday the arrest on this past Tuesday of 53-year-old Mitchell Thompson from Atlantic. Thompson was taken into custody a little after 11:30 a.m. on an outstanding warrant for violation of probation. He was arrested in Cass County and then transported to Audubon County, where he was being held in the Audubon County Jail while awaiting an appearance before the district judge. Audubon County Sheriff's deputies arrested 22-year-old Brady Dennis Dries of Exira on Friday at around 1:47 a.m. Dennis Dries was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of cannabis oil. The charges stem from an investigation into a suspicious vehicle, during which K-9 Axel alerted to the presence of the odor of narcotics in the vehicle. And 24-year-old Justin Cannon of Des Moines was arrested Friday at around 12:30 p.m. on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear. Cannon was arrested in Polk County and transported back to Audubon County, where he's currently being held in the jail awaiting an appearance before the district judge. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Friday released a report on arrests and accidents. Most recently, 36-year-old Justin Lawton of Carson was arrested Friday for trespassing in the first degree. Lawton was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. On Thursday, 28-year-old Justin Jacobs of Atlantic was arrested on two district court warrants for probation violation. Jacobs was later released that day on a $4,000 bond. This past Monday, Cass County deputies arrested 34-year-old Brian Matthew Kirby of Bellevue, Nebraska, on two district court warrants for probation violation. Kirby was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained there Friday on a $50,000 bond. Last Sunday, 23-year-old Destiny Dawn Jacobson of Adair was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. Jacobson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on her own recognizance. And we have a couple of people that were arrested in Cass County on March the 2nd. 19-year-old Drew Henry Miller of Atlantic had been arrested on a district court warrant for a probation violation. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on a $5,000 bond. And 36-year-old Christina Cleora Burnsworth of Atlantic was arrested on a district court warrant for a probation violation. She was also later released on a $2,000 bond. On March the 1st, deputies in Cass County arrested 47-year-old Thomas Matthew Connors III of Omaha on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Connors was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on a $25,000 bond. And finally, on February 27th, the Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 53-year-old Kurt Thomas Anstey of Atlantic on a warrant for failure to appear. Anstey was brought to the Cass County Jail, pled guilty, and was released. Cass County deputies also responded to two accidents in the county at around 11:56 p.m. on Monday. A single vehicle accident happened on Interstate 80 westbound in Cass County. Officials say a 2017 Mack tractor trailer driven by 52-year-old John Edwards of Greenfield was westbound on I-80 when he hit a slick spot on the road, causing the trailer to jackknife and flip over, blocking one lane of the interstate. There were no injuries reported. Damage was estimated at $20,000. And at around 7:47 a.m. on March the 1st, an accident happened at 630th and Wichita Road. Officials say a 2008 Chevy Malibu driven by 15-year-old Jenna Delane Pelzer of Elliott and a 2018 Kubota tractor driven by 34-year-old Andrew Grieshaber of Cumberland were both northbound on 630th and approaching Wichita Road. When Pelzer attempted to pass the tractor, in the process, her vehicle struck a hay fork on the front of the tractor. There were no injuries reported. The amount of damage to the hay fork was not listed, but damage to the Chevy was estimated at $7,000. A traffic stop last night on Highway 25 in Adams County resulted in the arrest on drug charges of Carlos Miranda Gutierrez of Lenox. Gutierrez was taken into custody at around 10:30 p.m. for a possession of a controlled substance first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia, along with OWI first offense and driving under suspension. Authorities in Montgomery County say a Pottawatomie County man was arrested Friday evening on warrants out of Council Bluffs. 29-year-old Zachary Clay Younts of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 5:50 p.m. on valid arrest warrants for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Younts was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,300 cash bond. Red Oak Police assisted in conducting that arrest. Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that 56-year-old Scott Michael Matthews of Glenwood had been arrested Thursday afternoon. Matthews was taken into custody for harassment of the first degree. His bond was set at $2,000. And authorities have charged a Council Bluffs woman who they say tried to help her daughter fraudulently claim a lottery scratch-off ticket prize of $50,000. 61-year-old Michelle Lett is charged with lottery theft or forgery. The same charge her 19-year-old daughter, Caitlin Dozel, faces. Lett's attorney says that she intends to plead not guilty. Iowa law requires players to be 21 years of age or older. Dozel was 19 when she bought the winning ticket on November 18th. Court records say her mom went to the Iowa Lottery office in Council Bluffs to claim the prize, and a check was issued in Lett's name. Dozel later called the lottery office for help, saying her mother wasn't going to share the money with Dozel. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN. Jacqueline Jensen, age 91, of Harlan, died March the 2nd at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A memorial service for Jacqueline Jensen will be today at 10:30 at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Patricia Ann McMullen, age 63, of Stewart, died Sunday at Methodist West Hospital. Funeral services for Patricia Ann McMullen will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Sandy Lansdowne, age 64, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Sandy Lansdowne will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Cleo Barrett, age 62, of Audubon, died February 26th at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. A celebration of life memorial service for Cleo Barrett will be this morning at 11 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Roland Hoyt Isom, age 67, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Roland Isom will be today at 11 o'clock at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Perry. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Larry Bob Crone, age 81, of Persia, died March the 3rd at his home. A memorial service for Larry Crone will be held this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lauren Francis Draymond, age 83, of Casey, died Monday at his home. A graveside funeral tribute for Lauren Draymond will be held Monday at 10 o'clock in the Dalmanutha Cemetery in rural Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Lyle Shorty Christofferson, age 93, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Lyle Shorty Christofferson will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Francis Frank Murtaugh, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday. A memorial mass for Frank Murtaugh will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Ann Wolfe, age 99, of Exira, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Mary Ann Wolfe will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. William Bill Worth, age 73, of Lewis, died Friday at his home. A visitation for Bill Worth will be held Monday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic with a private family graveside service at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. John Henry Ehlertz, age 88, of Avoca, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for John Ehlertz will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Krista Lynn Hesebeck, age 38, of Lakota, a native of Atlantic, died last Saturday. Memorial service for Krista Hesebeck will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Buffalo Center. Oakcrest Funeral Service of Buffalo Center is in charge of the arrangements. Daryl Culver, age 61, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Daryl Culver will be held on March 17th at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Carl Lilienthal, age 74, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Per his wishes, the cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Carl Lilienthal. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Maroy Larson, age 95, of Atlantic, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Maroy Larson are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a check of our news and funeral announcements on this hour here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.